famous Staub, Robert, S-T-A-U-B, Staub, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, Staub, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 12-25-32, date of visit is 1-23-13, as Jackson's patient attempts evaluation of COPD. Patient has chronic dyspnea, wheezing, and has been coughing and bringing up some whitish mucus. He has also severe peripheral vascular disease, and He also has had a history of mild dementia and atrial fibrillation, and has had prostatic hypertrophy. He has been using rivastigmine 3 milligrams BID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Duonide solution of nebulizer TID, simvastatin 10 milligrams a day, oxygen at night at 1 liter nasal cannula, and had been on oxygen, which has now been discontinued. Has a history of smoking for over 40 years and has no significant history for alcohol use, and has had lumbar disc surgery in 92. Family history is significant for heart disease and diabetes. Patient has no significant radiologies. Objective, this is a elderly, thinly built white male, no distress, blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration 22, tension 97.2, weight 128, saturation 94. HEND tongue, mice, nasal mucus injected, throat clear, neck supple, chest distant, that's also visas throughout both lung fields. Heart sounds are regular, synonymous to a heart, no murmur, abdomen soft, protuberant, no mass. Extremities 1 plus edema, normal reflexes. Next impression, number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis, number 2. Atrial fibrillation and ASHD with hypertension. Number 3 is dementia and prostatic hypertrophy. Next plan, the patient will continue with the nebulizer with Duonide solution TID. Was advised to use doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 10 days for an exacerbation of bronchitis. A follow-up will be with him approximately 3 months. Thank you.